Deborah Conway, Triple M, Jane Dave, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whit Sundays. We'll check the latest in the coronavirus updates just after 6 a.m. this morning with our Triple M news team. Sitting at 22 degrees in Farley live, thanks to North Jacqueline Honda, 7-year warranty on a range of vehicles, and 23 degrees in Serena.
Caught up with the family yesterday afternoon on the phone. You know, my brother's okay with his kid and his wife in Brisbane. My little sister, she's okay. Brother's okay and everything else. And mum and dad.
Well, obviously, your family are out of state.
That's right.
Except for your brother in Brisbane. But
yeah.
It might be a while until you actually see your parents. Nobody knows how this long is going to go on for, you know?
Yeah, so exactly. And I was more worried about them losing their jobs. Like, dad, he works at the Opera House. Obviously, no venues are open. No shows are on. So he pretty much straight away, bam. And he's one of the guys that takes the tickets behind
John.
The...
Yeah, Johnny.
Yeah, behind the bulletproof glass.
Is he all right about that, though?
Yeah, he's okay. Just means he goes into a forced retirement. Same with mum.
Because that strife. Your dad's he's a troublemaker, your dad is.
Well, he can't play bowls anymore, you know, because they've shut that down for him.
Yeah.
But I'm more worried about mum because she's like a pocket rocket. She's all over the place.
Heather was, she went to Spain last year. We rang her on the air. She was partying with very fit men in their underwear.
Yeah.
She was telling us something. That was her own words. I didn't make that up.
Thank you for reminding me. There's something to be said.
She wouldn't
about,
tell us what happened, but you know.
Well, she did say she was sharing rooms with a bunch of guys because it was like a hostel.
So, yeah. I'm not even going down that track now. I'll get myself into trouble.
Well, because I know my mum has always worked. You know, she was actually a hairdresser at one stage before she got into the quality control and the manufacturing business and everything as well. And she was worried, and I thought I'd ask her just something simple. You know, would she consider like a home-based business? Thinking, you know, she can cut hair while she's...
Well, the rule is though, no longer than half an hour, though.
Well, yeah.
So hairdressers, like if you're going to get your hair cut to half an hour, and then after that,
that's right.
A new time, you got to move on. So.
Or even after all this is said and done, you know, do something at home, because she's got enough room there to do that sort of thing. And she said something I never thought I would ever hear out of my mother's mouth. Exact words. Oh, I don't think so. I'm too old to go into prostitution. I was like, what?
How did your mum get hairdressing confused with prostitution?
Well, I didn't say hairdressing and everything. I just said, would you consider a home-based business? And she's come out with that line.
Johnny could be the pimp. He's like making the bookings. And, I mean, for the hairdressing, I mean.
I was in the car. I had to pull over to the side of the road because tears were screaming down the face.
Oh, my God.
I thought, man, you should never have gone to Spain to start with.
That's where she got this from. Her first clients, the minute our borders are down, those boys are flying to Australia.
I wonder if there's something she's not telling us about a trip overseas.
Don't go down that line at all. J&A for breakfast. 22 degrees in Farley today. We're looking at top 29 degrees, you know.